T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Last weekend, we celebrated Halloween, and your kid is probably finding out about the brutal Halloween tax that parents put on kids. Or if you're like me and don't have kids but have a ton of leftover Halloween candy from all the trick-or-treaters you didn't get, you may be familiar with the feeling of a sugar hangover. You know, the unpleasantness you're left with several hours after going all in on sweets. And I'm talking headache, fatigue, shakiness, and just general crappiness. But what causes this cascade of awful symptoms? Just in time for eating season, I'm joined by health educator Dr. Julie Gatza. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me on your show, Vicki.
Dr. Gatza, what causes sugar cravings?
Part of it is what you just mentioned. You know, we have different times of the year where there's a lot more sweets, different parties and events and holidays that we're eating out of our normal situation. So when you start to eat sugar more than a day or two, you start to kick your body into a sugar-driven metabolism rather than how it should be ran, which is protein and carbohydrates and on a very even keel. But what is underlying a lot of this when you can't kick it easily, and it may be going on for a long time, is if you have an overgrowth of yeast in balance to the good bacteria in your digestive system, that yeast will actually demand sugar. So when you think you're trying to get this under control and get some more willpower and lose a few pounds, what's really happening is you have an underlying yeast that's basically saying, hey, for us to survive, we need the sugar. So it's telling you more sugar, more carbohydrates. And this is one of the reasons you can't stop easily.
What's the difference between feeling hungry and having cravings for sugar?
The biggest one is if you eat a protein and within 5 to 10 minutes, you're no longer hungry, that's just hunger. But if you eat that protein and then you need bread and then 10 minutes after you eat, you need some more food and some sugar or middle of the afternoon, a healthy snack doesn't handle this. The yeast itself can be an overgrowth because when we've ever taken an antibiotic, even one course, it can wipe out not just the bacteria that it was trying to handle, like an ear infection or a cough, but it also wipes out the good bacteria in your digestive system. This balance is now disrupted, and then the yeast overgrows, and this is the thing that's causing so many people to think they're just aging and have no more willpower left, or they can't understand why their kids are not getting this under control. One course of antibiotics, surgeries, stressors, eating poorly for some time can cause all of this, and it's way more common than people even suspect.
So what food should we avoid, and what food should we eat to keep sugar cravings at a minimum?
You know, the best thing that you can avoid is the obvious that we're all, you know, always struggling with. The sugars of all kinds, the white sugar, the candy, sodas, and even juices should be avoided. But the things that you're also not aware of as the carbohydrates that turn into sugar, the bread, the crackers, the pretzels, the chips, things like that also feed the body a sugar of sorts and feed this yeast. So what you should be eating is tremendous amount of proteins and not skipping breakfast, especially breakfast with a protein. If you want to put in a couple of eggs, some sausage, some bacon, I don't care if it's leftover dinner from last night, but it's so much better to start your day with a protein rather than a bowl of cereal and calling that breakfast and then sending your kids off to school and expecting them to learn well and behave well and they really just don't have what they need to be there comfortably.
You mentioned that people who have an extreme craving for sugar might be infested with a sugar-hungry yeast. Can you tell us about Candida albicans?
Yes, what happens is you have a good balance between yeast and bacteria in the digestive system. And from some of the things I mentioned, being on a course of antibiotics, poor eating habits, maybe a holiday that's come up that you haven't gotten control over. What will happen is that good bacteria gets overwhelmed and is no longer keeping things in balance, and then the yeast overgrows. So what I've seen over the years is it's really been quite difficult as a doctor to treat these Candida albicans patients. They have fatigue and low energy, and they have brain fog. Their digestion isn't so great. They have lots of different other problems. They can yeast infections and different things like this. And it was a real serious wipe out all sugars whatsoever to try to fix them and then put them on a whole bunch of nutrition. Well, I have found a herb that's made in or grown in New Zealand called the horopito plant. And when you take one of these pills for a month, it pretty much wipes out the yeast colonies, puts this back in balance, and a person can handle it within 30 days, which is unheard of in the 29 years I've been doctoring. It usually took anywhere from 6 months to a year to try to get under control.
What other physical symptoms does Candida cause?
In babies, it can cause thrush. With females, you have a lot more yeast infections. Males can have athlete's foot and itching, things like that. A lot of times you can have itching at night, itchy legs. You can have weight gain, hormonal imbalance, all sorts of skin conditions, and a lot of different digestive problems as well as brain fog.
I'm speaking with health educator Dr. Julie Gatza about kicking our sugar cravings. What are some things we can do then to get Candida under control?
The first thing that I would say is there's a product called Colorex, K-O-L-O-R-E-X. And this is the encapsulated horopito plant from New Zealand. And that's where I would say people need to start. Because if you start killing off the yeast colonies, a lot of times when this occurs, you'll have the first 3 days where you do have some what they call die-off. And that die-off can cause headaches. It can cause just a little less than great feeling, nothing too tremendous, but enough that you go, wow, something's happening. But you do this for 30 days while you start to clean up your diet. Get rid of the sugar in the household. Start preparing little snacks, things like hard-boiled eggs and carrots and celery and maybe some whole raw almonds, things like that. Something that could get you through, you know, maybe the little lower blood sugar that you've got from knocking out all your sugars. Make sure to eat 3 meals a day and drink tons of water.
And does Candida affect men and women in the same way?
You know, women are more obvious where they have to go to the doctor, go to the pharmacy to try to handle the yeast infections that are occurring, and they often do continue to reoccur. Guys can have toe fungus and things like this that they're experiencing, but women are usually the ones that see the most obvious, but they both can be challenged on this. It's just you'll see the more obvious with the females. And that lack of energy, the, you're just tired, you need a nap, you're not sleeping well, all those things can contribute tremendously to this digestive system being out of balance. And as a doctor for, you know, a lot of chronic problems over the years, I've found that if you handle this digestive system first and really get it as normal as it can be, as when you were a child, you're going to find that you have a lot of these problems sort of just melt away because you've done the right thing and you're now able to handle the stressors that life gives us without having, you know, you're being put down from it.
So how can we tell if we have a problem with too much Candida in our body?
There's no real obvious test on this, which is why it's sort of elusive. But the different symptoms that I've just mentioned, if a woman has a yeast infection, then that's a real obvious aspect to it. You know, maybe it just happens once, but still it's a matter of something did get imbalanced. And you can take an over-the-counter or a prescription for it, but it doesn't really handle why it occurred. So it's always good to get your head around this and get the yeast colonies back in normalcy for you and then start changing up your diet so that you can have a much more regulated system, a lot more protein in the diet, and you'll see that this starts to come through.
I've been speaking with health educator Dr. Julie Gatza. Dr. Gatza, how can we get more information about taming both our sugar cravings and any symptoms of Candida overgrowth that we might be experiencing?
Well, there's a website of a company called Nature's Sources.com, and you can get on that and you can find about the Colorex and the associated products that Colorex has as well, and read about this horopito plant, which has been around for, you know, thousands of years, that the people from New Zealand have been using for all sorts of healing. And they can also call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. And if they use the code radio, they can ask for 20% off their first order. Kids can take this. Elderly can take this. You know, I always have a bottle here in the house because if anyone that does have to go on antibiotics or, you know, is experiencing something, I want to have it then so that we can handle it. It's not something you have to continue to take. I mean, the longest I've seen with the patients is 2 rounds of it. However, than that, it's 30 days and it's a done deal. So it's affordable, it's easy, and it really does do the job. I'm thrilled to not have to handle yeast the way that I used to and the way that most people are still handling it if they aren't knowing about this Colorex.
Give us that website one more time, please.
It's naturessources.com.
Thank you so much for chatting with us today, Dr. Gatza.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.